So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Smoking meat and sipping brews. Bring a friend, help bring a crew. I'm talking good old barbecue.
All right, it's Dave Plyer for Steve Cochran here on this Thanksgiving morning on 720 WGN. So whether you're roasting your turkey, deep frying it, smoking or grilling it, grilling your Thanksgiving turkey is a great way to get a beautifully brown bird full of amazing flavor. And to talk about it and some sides you can make on the grill as well as Kevin Coleman, Weber's Grillmaster. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Dave, happy Thanksgiving and thanks for having us.
How many turkeys are you making for family and friends today? Because you're always out of hand.
We're out of control today. We have three turkeys that we have on right now, 11 slabs of ribs, four briskets, and we'll have a little bit of Polish and some other sausage later on today.
Holy smokes. So how are you doing the turkeys?
They're going to actually be on the new pellet Weber smoke fire.
Which we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Absolutely. Grilling your turkey is a great alternative. I don't think people always go to that. And putting it, you know, rather than putting it in the oven, how long does it typically take on the grill?
So it's the same amount of time that would take in your oven. It's all based off of temperature. So I cook mine at like 300 to 325. So you're going to average about 13 to 15 minutes per pound at that temperature range. If you're inside the oven, what I've found is they cook a little bit faster because the fan's inside the oven. So I go to like 11 to 13 minutes per pound if you're at 350 degrees. So
how are you prepping it before it goes on the grill?
So we started brining on Sunday. We do an equilibrium brine, which is a secret in the barbecue world. So now the whole Chicagoland
everybody
knows it.
Yeah.
So get on the equilibrium brine. Because what we know by science is salt and water only penetrates turkey. So we keep a very slow, methodical brine until yesterday we take it out, and then we season it with a little bit of Italian seasoning underneath the skin with some butter, salt, pepper on the outside, olive oil, that's it.
But when you grill or smoke, you lose about 20% of the weight, and the brining does bring that all back, right?
Correct. So what happens is you pull in salt, which gives the turkey flavor because there's not a lot of fat on the white meat. So we're going to put salt in there, then it's going to add water. So you're going to add about 20%, so it's actually at the cook weight when it's done. So you make up for that with more moisture, more salt, better flavor.
But you don't have to, you know, you don't have time to brine it now, but you can still throw it on the grill, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have time to brine it now, but if you wanted to, you could salt it. You could season it right now. For every, I think it's every hour, you're getting about a quarter to a half an inch of salt penetration into it. So you could dry brine it, which is totally fine. It'll just give your white meat more flavor.
Now, you prefer to put the stuffing on the grill and not in the turkey, but you put other veggies and seasonings into the turkey.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of putting stuffing inside the bird. And the reason why is that cavity has to get up to about 180 degrees. And so what happens is if the cavity is 180, the breast meat's probably somewhere around 180 to 190. So you're going to overcook the turkey. So I just like to do that separately.
Okay.
And if you really like...
But on the grill.
Always on the grill. Yeah, always on the grill. So that's why we separate it, because I want to make sure I can take that turkey off somewhere around 165.
What are some of the other sides you're going to throw on today?
So George Steven, who started the company, was a big White Castle fan when the Bears would win.
That's right.
And so we have a White Castle stuffing that we take, just traditional regular sliders, no pickle, no cheese. We quarter those, sage thyme, a little bit of chicken stock. I have a chorizo cornbread stuffing that we do. We will have mac and cheese. Trying to think of what else, green bean casserole that we'll do fresh. All on the grill, so nothing really going on inside, which is nice. It gives me a reason to be outside where the beer is and have a little bit of fun on Thanksgiving.
Now, people are thinking about gift giving. Of course, grills make a great gift, and Weber just introduced the new smoke fire grill. I got to go see it live and taste some, I mean, amazing meats off of this new grill. But talk about what it's all about.
Yeah, so we came out with smoke fire. It's, if you're looking to pre-buy it December 2nd, you're going to be able to get that on Cyber Monday on Weber.com or Amazon.com.
So that's when it's released.
That is when it's going to be
released.
That's
huge.
It's huge for us, and especially here in Chicago. I mean, app you can buy it at. You can go to Wanamaker's and purchase it if you're on the other side. But when it comes down to heat control, that this pellet has more power than anything you're going to find in the marketplace. You saw how well it seared steaks. We did Lou Malnati's pizza on it when we were at that event. Can do low and slow, can do high heat. It actually comes with Weber Connect. So if you're looking for a way to make yourself a better griller, we did about 600 to 800 tests on every type of food. Gives you ETA cooks. You can control that Weber smoke fire by your phone through Wi-Fi, which is fantastic.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
So it really makes grilling so much easier and more convenient for people, which, I mean, just by the response has been huge.
Well, talk us about the pellet system, because people don't really know some people might not know what that is.
Yeah, so the pellet system is, it works with an auger, and the auger will rotate and drop pellets down into a hot pot, and that's how you keep temperature. So if you're going low and slow, obviously the auger is going to be a little bit slower. If you're trying to get up to 600 degrees, which that grill does, it's going to go a little bit faster. And so the nice thing is we have a short vertical drop down into our hot pot. So the auger system is a little bit smaller than what you would find on other grills, which gives us much faster heat up time. So 10 to 15 minutes like you would a gas grill. Also less jamming. Like I've cooked over 800 hours on the unit I have at home and have not had one jam or one backfire. So it is powerful. It's taken so many of the convenience things that people have issues with others, and we've fixed all those and truly made one of the best units I've ever been around.
And this is a big deal that Weber is introducing this grill. There's two sizes.
Correct. There's a 24-inch and a 36-inch, and it is an extremely big deal because it was something that we looked at a couple years ago. And the one thing I love about Weber is I've had mine for a year and a half. We constantly cook and scrutinize these things so that way when it gets into somebody's backyard, it is the best possible unit they're going to be able to cook on.
And where do you get it again? So it's December 2nd, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, you can go on Weber.com, Amazon.com. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you can pre-order at Apt, Wanamaker's, your local Ace, and any of those places. I mean, it's going to be shipping early January with that Weber Connect put on it. It is something special.
All right, this morning we're going to give away a classic Weber kettle grill, and we're going to take the seventh caller at 312-981-7200, but I need to know why you are thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. So I need a good one, not because you're thankful because you're getting a new grill. I want to know why you're thankful. So seventh caller, 312-981-7200. We'll do that next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on this Thanksgiving morning on 720 WGN, and we're giving away a Weber kettle grill. We're talking to Kevin Coleman. He's Weber's grill master. And Marge, you're on 720 WGN. You win the Weber kettle. Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I love Weber. I love the Weber products.
Awesome. Now, tell me why you're thankful.
Well, I have four children, and last year my third son moved up to Mercer, Wisconsin, did not come down for Thanksgiving. So this year we're all going to be together, and I'm so very thankful for that.
That's wonderful. Here's what we're going to do, though, and this is Kevin's idea, which I love. Say hello to Kevin, Marge.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Marge. Happy Thanksgiving. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you.
What we want to do is we're going to give you your kettle grill, but we want to know who you personally are thankful for, one individual, and we're going to give them a Weber kettle as well.
Wow, I don't know. I'm speechless.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want to do this, you can think about it, and Curtis will take down your information, and you can contact him via email. Think about it maybe before noon today, or figure out who you want to give it to, but we want to do that on this Thanksgiving Day. Courtesy of Weber Grill is get you a Weber kettle, and then we're going to give one to somebody you are thankful for.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a nice, wonderful holiday.
You too, dear. Thanks again. Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right. What about, Kev, you do desserts on the grill, and I you do amazing things. You do your apple pie on the grill, and it's a brown bag apple pie.
So we do our brown bag apple pie, especially even your pumpkin pie. If you're putting anything pie-related in the oven, the best thing to do, put a brown paper bag over it. We put everything on the grills because I don't like to heat up the house. There's enough hot air with people talking in there. So we'll move everything outside. But it's one thing I found, the moisture and the browning that happens when it's inside that brown paper bag is just off the absolute chart. So that's definitely one of the go-tos in our house.
What are some of the other desserts you've done on the grill that you really like?
We do a great s'mores that's on the grill. So we take graham cracker crust, break that down.
It's a great cold day for that.
Oh, it's a comfort
food. So what do you do then?
So we take graham crackers, break that up, put a little bit of butter and egg into that. That goes on as your base. We use marshmallows. We use chocolate chips. And if you want to add some strawberries or some fruit inside there, blueberries, it makes it fantastic. You do usually it's a 4x4 pan, bake it for about a half an hour, browns over the top at 350. It's absolutely perfect. Cakes, pies. I mean,
you do everything on it.
We try to do everything on there because it's easier for me to understand what's the grill's more than the oven.
And your daughter's here with you too. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
you too.
Absolutely. What, are you helping your dad today, I hope?
Yes.
He's got like 50 turkeys on the grill and ribs. I hope you are.
Yes.
Good stuff. Yes. I know you're getting into this. I see some of the videos. You do a nice job.
Mm-hmm. So what? What's your favorite kind of ribs, Maddie? Sauced or dry rub?
Sauced.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I'm a dry rub guy myself. Absolutely. So again, the Weber Smoke Fire, how do you get that again?
So Weber Smoke Fire, Cyber Monday, it is going to be pre-sold on Weber.com, Amazon.com. And again, if you want to try to find that locally and pre-order it, apt. And you can also hit Watermakers and probably
anyone almost, who's carrying
anyone
Weber.
Anyone that's carrying
Ace,
Weber,
True Value,
sure.
Et cetera. Absolutely. Beautiful. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dave. And I just want a special shout out to my mom and our family. We lost my dad about 3 months ago, and it's our first Thanksgiving without him. And just very similar to your family and your story. So everybody out there, make sure you're cooking special today. Make sure you cook with love. The food is all reflective of that. And always be thankful for everyone that's in your life.
Thankful for you, my friend. Thanks so much.